The top of Daf Mem Amud Beis, and we saw in a Braisa back on Mem Amud Aleph, Batios, and these are the large bathhouses, shall krachim in the large cities, mitayel bahen v'yeno choshesh. He's allowed to walk through them, and he doesn't have to worry about the fact that maybe people will suspect him of steam bathing, and Omar Rava Dafka Krachim. Why does this price limit this halacha to larger cities? Aval dekfarim lo, but the smaller towns they would not permit walking through the bathhouses. My time of the difference between the two is came in the Zutrin Nafish Havlayu. Since they are small bathhouses, then it is able to retain the heat. And once you walk through these bathhouses in the smaller cities, then you'll begin to sweat. And since it's definite that he's going to sweat, then it's considered al pi aloch as if he went in there for the express intentional purpose of sweating, and after the gzera, that's also. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa, mischamim adam keneged amedora v'yotze mishtatev bitzonen. A person is allowed to warm his body up to the fire, we'll call it a campfire, and then he's allowed, while his body is hot, to go out and pour cold water on his body, and then he's going to do this even though his body is hot from the fire. But he's not doing an active rechitza. He's not bathing. He's just warming himself. I guess you'd say warming up the water that's hitting his body. Ubilvad, but only on one condition is this permissible. Shelo yishtatef bitzonein. He's not allowed to heat up his body by standing next to the fire and then a shower in cold water. Again, we just said that's allowed, but now it's not allowed because uliachamikan afterwards yischamim keneged amedura. After his body is covered with cold water, then he stands in front of a fire mipnei mafshir mayim sha'olav. In such a case, he's warming up the water that's on his body. And the reason why that's Asur, according to Tosis, is because although in general you're allowed to warm up water on Shabbos, for example, for drinking purposes, because that's not called Bishul. That's going to be a sugya that we're going to get to later on. But here, it's Asur Lahafshir Maim Sha'olav. He's not just warming up water, but he's warming up the water that's on his body. And that's going to be similar to bathing in hot water on Shabbos. And we're afraid that he might come to heat up water on Shabbos in order to wash his body. So this kind of action where he rinses his body with cold water and then he stands next to the fire is too similar to Rechitza Bechamin for comfort, and therefore we prohibit it. Torah Rabbanah, we learned in Ebraisa, Mecham, which means a person allowed to heat up, Adam Atlunis, and this is a special kind of a garment that's very, that absorbs umenichal pnei me'ayim b'shabbos, so that if he takes this towel and he heats it up in order to place on his stomach. Let's say he has a bit of an upset stomach, then he's allowed to do this, ubilvad, but only one condition, shlo yavi kumkumus shalmayim chamim v'yanichenu al b'nei me'ayim b'Shabbos. He's not allowed to take a kettle of hot water and place it on his stomach on Shabbos. And v'davar zeh afilu b'chol osim b'nei ha'sakana. So we don't allow this to go on even during the weekday because of sakana. If the kettle is very, very hot, he can get a serious burn from the kettle. But the implication here is that there might be a special Easter and Shabbos above and beyond the Easter the whole week long. You know, it's not only is there a sakana issue because of the very hot kettle, but there's a Shabbos issue as well. And again, even though he's not washing his whole body, but nevertheless, the water was heated up on Shabbos, beheter, he was allowed to do so. And he's not allowed to wash his hands with this hot water on Shabbos. So that's number one. And in addition, just one second. Now again, he's not actually pouring the hot water on his belly. He's only putting this kettle onto his body. But nevertheless, he may spill it on his body. And that would be an act of rechitz, of washing, of bathing on Shabbos. Now, usually when we talk about bathing, there are major parts of the body that are going to be washed. Here, even if, let's say, I grant you that the kettle might spill, how much of his body would actually be covered by the water? So Rashi, therefore, understands that this b'raisa is dealing with a kettle of water that was warmed on Shabbos legally, and he accepts the opinion of the Rosh that we are not allowed to wash even one portion of one body with such water, even though the water was warmed beheter. But since it was warmed on Shabbos, then we have an absolute Easter, even if it means to wash part of our body, a portion of one body. And that's a big chiddush, because we've been assuming until now that if he wants to wash his face or his hands or his legs, that's only a portion of his body, that's mut. But here again, he might be washing his torso, his belly. Maybe that's more chamur. Another possibility here, which is suggested by Tosfos, is that maybe this comes under the Issur Refuah b'Shabbos. Rabban, another braisa. Maybe Adam Kiton Mayim, a person could bring a jug of water, and this pitcher of water, he's allowed to leave it near the fire. Lo b'shvil sheichamu, it's not going to get yad sol lettuce, but it's not going to get boiling hot. Lo b'shvil shetofik tzinoson, simply to take the chill out of the water. And this is mutter. And the Rashba says that you're allowed to put water even close enough to the fire that it could come to Bishul if he leaves there for a long time, but only on the condition that he removes it before it heats up. However, although the Rashba quotes that as a perhaps an interpretation of Rashi, but he himself says, no, you're not allowed to leave water near an open fire if, given that you leave it there for a long time, it will come to Yad Sol Lettuce, even though your intention is to leave it there only for a short amount of time to take out the chill. Because we're afraid maybe it'll stay there too long until it cooks, till the water is boiled. And Tosis later on, Adaf Memches, is going to bring this sheet in the name of the Rashba Mishans and he's going to interpret what it says here, lo b'shvil shi'chama b'shvil she'tofik tzinosan. It means that you're not allowed to put it in a place where it could come to bishul, but rather you're allowed to locate it in proximity to the fire in such a way that it'll only remove the chill, but it could never possibly come to bishul. And again, we're identifying the word lahafshir with shetofig tzinosam, to take out the chill. And it means it won't come to the heat level of Yad Soledispo. Tanu Rabbanan, okay, fine. And now Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mevia Isha Pachshel Shemen. A woman is allowed to bring a jug of oil, Umini Chason, she could place it Keneged Amadura near the fire. Lo Bishvil Shi Boshel, not so that the oil will get boiling hot, El Bishvil Shi Yafshir, or Yifosher, which means that she's only going to leave it there for a short period of time until it gets de-chilled, but it won't come to be cooked. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Isha Sacha Yada B'Shemen, she's allowed to put our hands into oil, so to speak, to anoint our hands with oil, Umechamamata Keneged Amadura, and then she could take her hands, put it near the fire, and heat up her hands, warm up her hands. And then Vesacha Libna Katan, now that her hands have oil which is warm, she can now use that to anoint her son who's a young child, Vienechos Sheshes, and she doesn't have to worry about any possible violation of Bishul. So again, to place a jug of shemen, says Rav Gamliel, next to the fire, that would not be permissible. However, what Rav Gamliel is willing to permit, Rav Shimon Gamliel is willing to permit, is doing this in a very strange way, where she, instead of putting the oil Keneged Amadura, what she does is she soaks her hands into the oil, and then she puts her hands near the Medora. And Rabbi Yehuda, in the Reisha of this Braisa, was Matir, placing a Pachshel Shemen near the fire. Iboilu, the Gemara, vacillates on the following point, according to the Tanakhama, in the case of Hafshoras Shemen. Mahu litanakama. What would the Tanakhama say about Hafshara Shemen? Rav Yosef Amishavai led Tera. That the Tanakhama would allow not only Mayim lahafshi, but also Shemen lahafshi. Rav Nachbar Yitzchak Omar li Sura. That the Tanakhama, in the case of Shemen, would prohibit it. And the Gemara is going to try to analyze this machlokes about the Tanakhama, the two interpretations of the Tanakhama. So let's just go over the last piece of Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the law concerning oil? According to the Tanakhama, the Tanakhama allowed placing a flask of water in front of the fire, take the chill off. But he didn't say anything about oil. How do we interpret his silence? Did it mean that he forbids placing oil in front of the fire, even just to remove its chill? Or does he permit placing it there even if it gets hot? And we have now two schools of thought on this. According to Rabbi and Rav Yosef, it would be mutter, you'd be permitted, according to Tanakhama, to put oil, not only water, next to the fire. And Rav Nachbar Yitzchak says, Lisura, the Tanakhama is more machmir in the case of oil than in the case of mayim, and he would forbid placing oil in front of the fire to take off its chill. Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amrish Violet Teira, the reason why Rabbi and Rav Yosef think that we should be more makil in the case of oil than in the case of water. And although you're not allowed to put water in front of a fire for heating it till it gets hot, but you are allowed to do that with oil. Shemen afal pishayat, so lettuce bowl, even if the oil, by putting it in front of the fire, would come to the highest level of heat, which is called Yad Soletis Bo, such that the hand would recoil from the heat, it's mutter. Why? Because Savatanakama Shemen ain't bo mishum bishul. That Shemen doesn't lend itself to Meleches bishul. Because really the Shemen doesn't undergo any major tikkun, any change in its form, or its taste, or its function. It's still being used for cooking. So the Tana Kama holds that cooking does not create any substantive change in the oil, and therefore it's not included in Meleches Bishul. That's as far as Shemen is concerned. However, Mayim, when you cook the water, that's a major tikkun, because it's hot water, and it can be used for many different uses, whereas cold water would not be used for those uses. So the bottom line of this discussion is that in the case of Mayim, we have a real problem, Bishul, to be Mechamim, to heat up water, but we don't have, according to Rabbi Rav Yosef, a parallel problem in oil. Oil remains the same, whether it's hot or whether it's cooled off. You haven't made any major change. It still is the same oil and it functions in the same way. But then we have Asar Rabbi Yehuda LeMeimar. Now we're going according to this particular interpretation of Rabbi and Rav Yosef of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and he says Shemen Yesh Po Mishum Bishul, that oil does lend itself to Bishul, to cooking. And v'hefsheru lo zehu bishula. But if you're only warming it up, then in that sense, oil is like water, and you're only warming it, but that's not called bishul. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda extends the Tanakama's rule to oil, and states that one may warm a flask of oil in front of a fire. You're not allowed to heat it up, but you're allowed to get it a little warm. The Asa Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Meimar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel now comes to disagree and say Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul. And not only that, but if Shero Zeu Bishulo, that when you warm up water, I'm sorry, when you warm up oil, not water, but oil, that's considered cooking. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel does not allow placing a flask of oil in front of a fire, even to warm it, even though he's only interested in Hefshero in warming it. That's the view of Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rav Nachbar Yitzchak Omali Sura, that means the Tanakhama is Machmir with regard to oil, where he would be more makil and lenient with regard to water, to Mayim. Shemen Afal Pishen Yad Soletis Bo Osur. In the case of oil, when you warm up the oil to a degree, or I should say, if you only warm it up to a degree that the hand does not recoil from it, that's forbidden. So even though it's not a situation of Yad Soletis Bo where the hand would recoil from it, nevertheless it's awesome. Because Rav Nachman Yitzchak's of the opinion against Rabbi and Rav Yosef that Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul Vafshero Zeu Bishulo. That Shemen, in fact, does lend itself to Bishul. And what is Bishul in Shemen? When you heat up the Shemen, the oil, that itself is the act of cooking the oil. The Asa Rav Yehuda LeMeimar Hefshero Lo Zehu Bishulo, that warming oil is not considered cooking, that's Rav Yehuda Shita. The Asa Rav Shimon Gamliel LeMeimar Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul Vefsheru Zeu Bishulo. Rav Shimon Gamliel is the most machmir with regard to Shemen. Shemen lends itself to cooking. And what is cooking in Shemen, warming it, is the act of Bishul. So it's forbidden to put even a warm flask of oil in front of a fire. So Gemara right away asks, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Tanakama, what's the nafkamina between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama? They both seem to say the same thing. Why are they quoted in the Brice as two separate shitos? And the Gemara answers, Ikebeinayu kilachar yad. There'll be a nafkamina in a case of kilachar yad, if he warms the oil in a very unusual way. Rav Shimon Gamliel would allow warming oil by anointing oneself with the oil and then standing in front of a fire, whereas the Tanakama, who made no such suggestion, would forbid even this. So just to summarize, the Tanakama holds Shemen Yeshbo Mishum Bishul Vefshero Zeu Bishulo. Rabbi Yehuda holds Hefshero Lo Zeu Bishulo. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Shemen Yeshbo Mishum Bishul Vefshero Zeu Bishulo. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is identical with the Tanakama. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Tanakama, Ikubinayu Kalachar Yat. The nafkamina would be in a case where he warms the oil in an unusual manner. Kilachar Yat. So Rav Shimon Gamliel will allow warming up oil by anointing oneself with oil and then standing in front of the fire. That's already Kilachar Yat. That's not the normal way you heat up oil. And the Tanakama has no suggestion of that sort. He would forbid even this. Now the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, Echad Shemen V'Echad Mayim Yad Soletes Bo Osur Ein Yad Soletes Bo Mutar. There's no difference between oil and water. At what point do you chai for Bishul? When you get to the point of Yad Soletes Bo, your hand recoils. If it's less than Yad Soletes Bo, then that's not considered Bishul. V'Echi Dom Yad Soletes Bo Omar, Rachava, Kol Shekreso Sheltinok Nichves. If you put, don't try this experiment, but if hot water would fall on the baby's belly, and the baby's belly, the skin is very sensitive, is he would be scalded by it. And that's Yad Soletes Bo. Now, if he would have spoken about Yad Soletes Bo without a tinok, then you would probably say Nitna Dvarkecha L'Shiurim, because some adults have greater tolerance for heat than others, and therefore in the case of a child, that's more of a universal kind of shiur. Om Rav Yitzchak Barav Dimi, oh, this is a very famous story. Pam Achas Nichnasti Acha Rebbe LeBeis HaMerchatz. So he tells the story about an occasion in which he follows Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in Tveria into a bathhouse on Shabbos. And there was no injunction against bathing here because we're talking about Chami Tveria. And that was the Gemara that we had earlier about the Chami Tveria. Bikashti aniach lo pach shel shemen bambati. So I wanted to heat up a flask of oil by placing it into a bathtub, a hot bathtub. V'yomer li, told me, told the klisheni v'sein. Take some water into a klisheni and then put the flask of oil into the klisheni to warm up the oil. Shma mina tlas. We could derive three different conclusions from Rebbe's teaching over here. First of all, Shma mina shemen yeshbo mishum bishul. By the way, how Rebbe could teach Torah in a bathhouse where people are naked, that's going to be the subject of the next Gemara. But right now we're focused on the issue of bishul of shemen. So shemen yeshbo mishum bishul. In other words, Rebbe did not allow him to heat up the oil in a kli rishon. Shma mina kli sheni and a mevashel, but rather kli sheni, a second vessel. When you take it from the kli rishon, pour it into a second vessel, that's not capable of cooking. Ushma mina efshero zeu bishulo, and by warming it up, that would constitute a violation of bishul, of cooking the oil. Now, we said before that warming oil in front of a fire does not constitute cooking. And warming it in a place that it's fit for cooking, let's say in a kli rishon, for example, is forbidden. But that's only midrabbana. And actually cooking it would be a doraisa, but here he's not actually cooking it. So it seems for Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, who just wanted to warm up the oil in the hot pool, and Rebbe nevertheless told him to take it in a secondary vessel. So we see that Tefsheru Zeu Bishula, that warming it up is a problem of Bishul. The Gemara asks, Hechi Ovid Hachi, how could Rebbe have instructed his Talmud in the bathhouse? Omer Rabbah, Barachonam Rabbi Yochanan, Bechol Makom Mutal Har Chutz Mi Beis HaMerchat, Su Beis HaKisei. So in the case of a Beis HaMerchat, it's a place where people are naked, that's not appropriate for thinking Torah thoughts. And in the case of Beis HaKisei, there's Tzohar there. And if you want to tell me there's a difference between Lashon Kodesh and Lashon Chol, but for Amar Abaye has a principle which we equate it to, Dvarim Shal Chol, Mutal Yomer Lashon Kodesh, Shal Kodesh, Asur Yomer B'Lashon Chol. So whenever you're allowed to say something in Lashon Chol, then you're allowed to say it in Lashon Kodesh. And let's say the environment is not a clean environment, but it's not so bad. But if there's a place where you're not allowed to speak Lashon Kodesh or anything that has Kedusha to it, then you're not allowed to say those words and convey those thoughts even in a secular language. So the Gemara answers, Afrushe Meisura Shaini, that if you see someone is about to violate the Torah law, then it's different. And even in a bathhouse, you're allowed to just simply instruct him that he's not allowed to do what he's doing. Teida, I'll prove to you this distinction. The Omer of Yehuda Meshmuel, Maisa B'Talmido Shel Rebbe Meir. So there was some incident involving a student of Rabbi Meir. Shenichnas achro lebeis hamerchus ubikeish ladiach karka. So this student of Rabbi Meir followed Rabbi Meir into a beis hamerchatz, and he wanted to wash the floor of the beis hamerchatz on behalf of Rabbi Meir. V'omer lo ein madich, and Rabbi Meir told him, "You're not allowed to wash the floor on Shabbos." Losuch lo karka. The student said, "All right, I won't wash the floor, but let me smear the floor with some sort of oil, fragrant oil." Omer lo ein sochin. The mayor told him, "Even this is enjoined on Shabbos. You're not allowed to smear on a floor on Shabbos." And the question again is, had Rabbi Meir allow himself to give these stately halachic rulings while he's in a bathhouse? Alma afrushe misura shani. We see that if it's a speech that's done for the purpose of preventing a transgression, that's already different than ordinary speech, and that's permissible even in a bathhouse. It's hachinami lafrushe misura shani. Here too, with regard to this incident of Rebbe and Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, then we're going to say Afrushe Misura Shaini, you wanted to prevent Rebbe Yitzchak from violating an Easter, and therefore you're allowed to say that in the bathhouse as well. Now the Gemara derived three conclusions from Rebbe's remark to Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, and now the Gemara wants to suggest even a further lesson that we could derive from Rebbe. Omer Avina, Shma Mina Mevashel B'chami Tveria B'Shabbos Chayev. We're going to derive from Rebbe's comment that if you cook with the heat of Chami Tveria on Shabbos, you are Chayev Echatos. You have violated a full-fledged Melacha Doraisa. Which probably means that Chami Tveri is called Tolos Ha'ur. we thought that Chamit Feri was told us Achama, but now only it's told us Arda. Maisa the Revi Lacher Gzeira. This whole story took place after the Gzeira against steam bathing on Shabbos. So if Revi went into a bathhouse, then he must have gone into the Chamei Tveria, where the decree that prohibits bathing and steam bathing is not applicable. V'yomale tol v'klisheni v'tein. Nevertheless, he told Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi to take water from the pool, pour and take it into a secondary vessel, and place the flask into that vessel to warm it. He did not allow him to warm it in the bath itself. Clearly, Rebbe held that the prohibition against cooking extends to using the heat of Chamei Tveria, the hot springs of Tveria. And therefore, we derive an additional conclusion here from Rebbe's comment, and that is that I'm a Vashem B'chami Tveria B'Shavas Chayev. The Omalei told the Klisheni V'Teit. So he only allowed him to take it in the Klisheni. Ain't he? The Gemara asks, is this really true? V'Omar Avchizda HaMevashel B'chami Tveria B'Shavas Potur. So how can you tell me that Bishul and Chamei Tveria is a full-fledged violation of Bishul Doraisa, when Rav Chisda says that if you cook in Chamei Tveria, you're potur? And this is all based on the fact that the hot springs of Tveria are heated by the sun, and therefore the whole Isser here would be Toldos Sachama, and although told Sacham is awesome Rabbanon, you can't cook in Chamei Tveria water, even though it's heated by the sun. Because had it been heated by any sort of heat, that would be a Doraisa. So the Gemara says that we have really what seems to be a stira here, because on the one hand we see that Rebbe is talking about Chamei Tveria as if it was Bishul Doraisa, which would imply that Chamei Tveria is Toldos Ha'ur, and yet Rav Chisda made a statement that I'm a vashel b'chamei tveri b'shabes potter. Why should be potter if it's if these hot springs are considered mayim, you know, mayim b'kli rishon? It should be subject to bishul. So Gemara answers, let's clarify Ravina. My chayev nami dekomar, that which Ravina says chayev makas mard. So he didn't mean that he's chayev a doraisa by cooking in Chamei Tveria, but rather he violates an Iser Dirabbana. And here we're up to Omer Abzera, which would be just about, what is it, let me see, three lines up from the bottom of Daf Mem Amid Beis. And Mirtz Shem will pick this up tomorrow.